Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about a sports tour by Zimbabwean student basketball players to the United States. The tour was arranged by the Zimbabwe Basketball Union and has 22 players comprising of 11 boys and 11 girls from different schools in Zimbabwe. But first, let's take a look at what is happening on the international scene. Donald Trump has signaled he wants to avoid involvement in Syria following an insurgent group's ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. However, as White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wanda-Kuskwara reports, the president-elect might need to balance his stance with U.S. goals of protecting Israel, isolating Iran, and dealing with Russia, Turkey, and other actors.
Syrians are still celebrating the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad, who has fled to Moscow. But the country's future is far from clear as regional powers scramble to secure their interests. From the south, Israel launched strikes to weaken what's left of the Iranian allies' military. In the north, Turkish-backed rebels seized territory, causing Syrian Kurds to flee. U.S. President Joe Biden has moved quickly, launching airstrikes on Islamic State group targets in Syria.
The United States will work with our partners and the stakeholders in Syria to help them seize an opportunity to manage the risk.
By contrast, President-elect Donald Trump has signaled a more hands-off approach.
It certainly seems like the world is going a little crazy right now.
Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the rebels who toppled Assad, is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist group. Still, Trump wants the U.S. to stay out of the Syrian conflict. This is not our fight, he said on social media. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for intelligence chief, agreed.
He is fully committed, as he has said over and over, to bringing about an end to wars, demonstrating peace through strength, and putting the national security interests and the safety, security, and freedom of the American people first and foremost.
But with Assad gone, Trump may need to balance his non-interventionist stance with U.S. goals of protecting allies such as Israel and Jordan and avoiding the resurgence of terrorist groups such as Islamic State.
Reducing the access to chemical weapons, reducing the capabilities of known terrorist organizations in ungoverned space or in space where there's failed states, where nobody else can do it, I think is a very smart move. And I do think that is likely what President Trump will continue to do.
During his first term, Trump ordered strikes on the Assad regime in response to chemical weapons attacks, but focused more on defeating Islamic State. He ordered U.S. troops out of Syria in 2019, leaving a few hundred American soldiers to protect oil fields. He was criticized for abandoning allies. Following the withdrawal, Turkey launched offensives against Kurdish forces who had fought alongside American soldiers to destroy Islamic State in Syria. This time, Trump said, quote, "Let it play out, do not get involved." But with so many U.S. interests in the region, that may be easier said than done. Patsy Wanda-Kuskwara, VOA News, Washington.
And now back to our main topic of the basketball tour by Zimbabwean students to the United States. The tour is being hosted by Zimbabwe's Platinum Sports Academy, Howard University, and Trax Sports Global, a sports development company. It started on December the 3rd and will end on the 13th of December. The players toured and played at colleges in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. And we're lucky to have part of the team in studio here at VOA today. We start off with the head of delegation, Tendai Mukuruva. Welcome to the program, Tendai.
It's our pleasure.
Tell us a little bit, what is the significance of this tour?
The tour is very important, especially for our Zimbabwean school children. They expose them to good basketball standards, and it also provides them the opportunity to scout for universities, especially the Howard, which is one of our hosts, through Trek Sports. So we feel this is a big stepping stone for these kids who have come over here to America.
Mm-hmm. Zvakakosha sei kuti pave pane kushanyirana kwakadai uyezve makakwanisa kuenda kupi nekupi makauya nevana vanobva kuzvikoro zvipi nezvipi.
Kuuya kwataita nevana kwakakosha pakuti zvinangwa zviviri chekutanga ndechekuti vauyewo neruzivo rekuti zvii zvinoitwawo mhiri kwamakungwa kechipiri kuve nedzidzo yekuti vazoziva kuti chavari kuda kuzoita after vapedza zvikoro chii. Vana ava tinovatora from zvikoro zvakasiyana siyana across Zimbabwe. Majority yevatinawo vanobva pazvikoro zvakaita sana Eaglesville, Watershed, St. George's, Hillcrest, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona vamwe vabereki vanoti nyaya dzemitambo hadzina kunyanyokosha. Munotii kuvabereki vanenge vachitaura zvakadai tichiona kuti vamwe vatokwanisa kuuya iko kuno kuAmerica vachiita zvemitambo?
Takatarisana nekwedu kuZimbabwe hazvakatooma kuti tokonvince mubereki kuti muti sport can be something chekuti mwana anokwanisa kubatirira on. Kuuya kwavo kuno kune kuri kuvati futezo vaone vachiona matestimony anenge achiitwa even nemaathletes anenge achibva mumacolleges who are hosting us vachiratidzwa nhoroondo yakafamba maathletes aya kuti it's not just chikoro chinoisa kuti munhu ave nepundutso muupenyu. Sport pache zvayo inoendesa maathletes kumberi in terms of their well-being and also upkeep yavo.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona kuti muri kuti imi makatamba kuzvikoro zvakasiyana siyana ndezvipi uyezve vana vakatambirwa sei?
So far tatamba nezvikoro zvitatu American school, then nezvo takatamba Michael Reed and mangwana ndopa vachatamba game rawo rekupedzisera zita racho ndorandanyasokanganwa pati yeah, three schools that they are playing today na macolleges maviri. Then zvamazva prior takaona again NBA game, so that will then give them the broad perspective of the tour.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about them having been exposed to the NBA games. Are there any Zimbabweans that are playing in national leagues here in the United States that you got to perhaps meet or to speak to on the phone or?
Donzvo riri hombe ndiri kutoya navo ndiri kuti tivewo nevana vanopinda mumacolleges vopindawo mumafirst teams avo but of late hatina and kuuya navo since last year and this year we're hoping kuti tine vachaitawo strides dzekuti vapinde into those teams. Last year tikaita vasikana 2 vari muno. This year we're also hoping kuti vanogona kuwanikwa 1 or 2 musikana neyo Howard University.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it's a long process hazviitike overnight, so we're just hoping kuti vasikana kana vakwanisa kuwana ma opportunities iwayaya in the next 3-4 years we should start seeing those athletes playing my first teams and ndo pathway yacho again yekuenda kunana NBA as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And while we are on that, we are here speaking to the head of delegation of the basketball team, but Zimbabwean journalists have also been embarking in other sports to help them to merge their relationships as journalists. Let's hear a report from Columbus Mavunga.
These journalists usually compete against each other for breaking news, but today they face off on the soccer pitch in Harare. It is all part of a new initiative to end a polarized media environment. The sports day is set up by the non-profit Gender and Media Connect. Its national director, Patience Rima, says she hopes sporting events like this one will reduce media polarization in Zimbabwe and improve the wellness of reporters.
This day is going to be very critical because we've seen media houses from across the divide coming together to organize this event. And I think this is just a way that the media can now be able to really come together, to network, and to be able to find common ground as they do their work.
One of those involved is Leopold Munhende, a senior reporter for the media outlet New Zimbabwe and the president of the Young Journalists Association of Zimbabwe. Munhende says he sees the same news events being reported on in totally different ways, but he says coming together in a relaxed manner could help change that.
We get to meet as journalists from different sides of the of the media industry, the publicly owned and the privately owned. We get to discuss the articles which we are writing, which are causing a lot of discussion.
Godfrey Maregere from the state-owned Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, which is seen as supportive of the ruling ZANU-PF party, also thinks the games are a good idea.
The games help to bring about teamwork, regardless of who you work for as journalists, as one team. Even when we return to work, disagreements and looking down on others will get less. Regardless of gender, we can play in one team, be it netball or soccer.
Another benefit, say organizers, is that the sports will improve the health of those taking part and help them ease stress. The government-appointed Zimbabwe Media Commission has been calling for an end to media polarization for the benefit of audiences. Godwin Piri, its executive secretary, says there are ways media can improve the situation.
Refuse to be spokesperson for politicians. Speak for the profession. When you find yourself parroting a political position ahead of a journalist's principles, then you already have a problem.
Piri says that when reporting is polarized, the more likely it is that audiences and advertisers could be driven away, causing media outlets to close. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Columbus. We now bring you to our second guest, the captain of the girls' team, Rumbidzai Nziramasanga. Welcome to our program, Rumbidzai.
Thank you for having me.
As the captain of the female team, tell us a little bit about what you have learned during this tour.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity. I'd like to thank you for having us here. And what I've learned during this tour is that we learned about sportsmanship and teamwork mainly because... So when we played with the other teams, when they were playing, let's say one person does something wrong or they don't make the basket, everyone would cheer them on so that they would not lose heart. And I think that's a very good attribute that we learned from the trip.
Saka iwe semsikana wechidiki zvino zvaungati uchapakura kubva kuno zvauchanotaura vamwe vari kumusha nyanya vari kuda kutamba mutambo iwe basketball nyanya vasikana.
Saka ini zvandoda kupakurira vamwe vakasara kumba ndezvekuti there is no I in team, in that the weakest link of the team is the makes the whole team weak. Saka pamunotamba munofanira kutamba muchikurudzirana and munofanira kutamba nesimba nechido chesport yacho.
Uyezve chii chakaita kuti mufunge kutanga kutamba mutambo iwe basketball? Zvanga zviri nyore here nekuti ndoziva kuti kumusha vabereki vanoti zvemitambo wakuita zvechirombo. Zvanga zviri nyore here?
Takangotanga tichitamba as if they were jokes, chingotamba zvekunakidzwa. But as I played with my friends, I enjoyed the sport and I thought this is something that I would really like to do. And fortunately for me, my parents encouraged me to do it. They didn't make me feel like it's a job or it's a chore. They supported me through it, and that's why I'm here, and I'm grateful for them.
So if there is a parent listening out there who has a child that's really interested in sport, no matter which sport, what would you say to them?
I would say encourage your child because it will bring them places, it will go them far, and they will really be successful, especially if they love the sport like I do.
Sim skana wechidiki unoona muchipiwa mukana yakafanana here nevakomana panyaya iyo yekutamba mitambo ye basketball kana mimwe mitambo munyika?
To be honest, sometimes the sport really favors the boys, but I feel like if you have a passion and you really want to succeed in the sport, you will get the opportunity. You just have to work hard for it.
So how do you navigate those stereotypes or, you know, the biases towards the boy child more than the girl child?
I'd say ignore them and do what you want. Follow your heart and you'll make it.
Being here in the United States, would you say has been your highlight that you're going to say, oh my goodness, this is what I saw in the United States. I hope we're going to emulate this in Zimbabwe.
I'd say the highlight of the whole tour was watching the NBA game.
Mm.
Yes, that was my highlight of the tour because I was used to just watching it on the television. So seeing it in person made me really happy and it motivated me more to want to play so that I can be part of it as well. And I'm going to tell everyone about it and motivate them as well.
Which teams were playing and did your favorite team win or how was that? Tell us a little bit.
Well, it was the Washington Wizards versus the Memphis Grizzlies.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, my team, the Washington Wizards, didn't win, but they fought a lot, and yeah, I was really happy that they played.
And tell us, what's the day like for a female basketball player? How do you start your day? How do you motivate yourself to move forward and, you know, stay in your game, stay, you know, fit?
All right. I won't lie, sometimes you wake up really tired, and you're like, oh, do I really have to do this? But I can't lie, when you actually get into the zone and you're like, okay, today I have basketball, you really get motivated to want to do it. So you wake up, you train, take a shower, you know, and then you get into it. And once you start playing, you enjoy it and it works out.
And how long have you been in the United States for?
For a couple of days, I'd say 6-7,
uh-huh.
I'm really sure, but not a long time.
Has your diet changed at all? Or murukufunga sadzaye?
I do like the food here.
Okay.
The diet has changed a lot. It's different to what I was used to, but I really enjoy the food here.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't lie, I do miss salsa and some food.
So what are the games that you got left before you return back to Zimbabwe?
We don't have much games left, maybe just two tomorrow before we leave on Friday.
Have you won some?
Yes.
Were they competitive? Tell us a little about that.
Okay, we did play a game and we won.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited about that. My team really carried us well. We won. It was really competitive, but we put up a good fight.
You played against which team?
I don't really remember the name, but...
But you remember you won.
We remember we won. That's a good
part. Okay.
Yes.
And also, do you have any siblings that are also leaning towards basketball, or how is that looking on the family?
I do have siblings. My little sister wants to follow my steps, but my little brother wants to do soccer. So yeah, but he does want to go professional.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I hope it goes well for him as well.
Yes. So now, when you go back home, what are you hoping? Are you hoping to then come back to the United States and try to be in the league, or what's your like end goal in this basketball journey of yours?
I'm not going to give up. I'm going to work hard and make sure that I get to the highest level I can get so that I can motivate other girls in this.
What's the league like in Zimbabwe, especially for women?
Well, for women, it's not really recognized, to be fair, but I think that's something that if I do qualify, I will try to help and change it.
Mm-hmm. Do you play for any particular, or you just in your school team?
I played in my school team. I was the captain as well.
Oh.
In my school team, yes.
And how was it like captaining a team that's coming on tour to the United States?
It was amazing. I learned a lot. You know, you make some mistakes, but then we work through it and we make it happen.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. Tombodzokera zvedu murimi rwamai. Kuti kana paine vamwe vana vakateerera vari kunzwa kunyanya vasikana vari kutarisawo nyaya iyoyi kutamba mitambo, basketball, kana kutamba even soccer yawati hanzvadzi yako inotamba, unovati chii?
Ndoda kungovakurudzira kuti musarasa hana. Zvinogona kuoma and vanhu vanogona kutaura zvakawanda vachikudzikisirai, but imi musarasa hana, rambai muchingotamba, rambai mune chido nezvamuri kuita and munobudirira zveshuwa.
Asi kumusha vanhu vari kutambira here kuti nyaya dzekutamba mitambo idzi dzinogona kuunzawo cheruviri mumba? Vari kuzvitambira here kuti you can actually make a living playing sport? Or you still have to convince a few people?
I think I still have to convince a few people. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's really interesting. Ah, and you've got a very positive name that goes with what you are actually doing. Were people able to pronounce your name while you were here?
Not really.
So what do you call yourself in short?
Pardon?
What do you call yourself, like, what shortcut do you have to your name?
So my name is Rumbi.
Uh-huh.
And that makes it easier for some people.
Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's very good. Saka, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get back home in Zimbabwe?
Tell everyone about the NBA game that I watched.
Oh. Were you able to meet any of the players, or how close were you?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet them, mm-hmm. but... I still enjoyed it, though,
wow.
even though I didn't meet them.
Yes, thank you very, very much. We were speaking there to Rumbidzai Ramasanga, who is the captain of the female team that's touring here in the United States. On that note, we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with another guest. Thank you, Rumbi.
Munguva yekushanduka kwezvinhu apo nyika inenge isingaratidze chiedza zvatinonzwa zvisingaenderane nezvatinoona tinotsvaga chokwadi patinoudzwa chibimbu chete chenyaya tinoshaya chivimbo munguva dzekuoma kwezvinhu muzviroto zvedu remangwana ratinoshuwira zvose zvinoda nepenyuro yakasununguka pano paVoice of America tinokupai chero nhau dzekuti vamwe vanoti hadzifanirwe kubuditswa sezvo dziine njodzi tinobatanidza pasi rose nekutaura chokwadi paVoice of America tinokupai zvizere pane zvinenge zvichiitika
ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo sidinga iqiniso sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga silahlekelwe liqiniso ngesikhathi sohlupho amaphupho ethu ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
And now we take you to our third guest, the captain of the boys team, Ralph Mushipe. Welcome to the program, Ralph.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Tinoona kuti iwe ndiwe captain weva komana vechidiki. Chii chaunga tiwe wadzidza iko kuno kuAmerica pamutambo uyu webasketball?
Firstly, I'd like to say, not looking down upon myself.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the games we came here, it was a high school team. And we were also intimidated, like, by the facilities, everything. Like, everyone was just feeling down, you know.
Uh-huh.
And as we got into the game, as we started playing, we realized we're not so different from these kids, you know. What's the main difference? I mean, Chese Tirima players, we can all do this. Of course, things are different from where you come from, but, like,
yes.
We are all brought together by one thing, and that's the love of basketball. So I really learned not to look down upon myself. Yes.
That's very positive. And what got you into playing basketball? I know you got the height, but where does the love of basketball come from?
I remember my seniors used to play when I was in Form 1.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed the prep rally, the support. It was such a big thing from where I came from. And watching my seniors did something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be under the spotlight. And that really drove me, and I really worked hard towards that goal.
And what would you say you have learned being on this tour and looking at the standard of basketball in Zimbabwe compared to here? I know you said, you know, you were intimidated when you first got here, but what's your takeaway now that you've been here, you've experienced everything?
Well, obviously the exposure has been very good. I've seen things at a different level. You know, from back at home, it's completely different. The culture here is different. They take it so seriously. And
yes.
It's something that I want to take back home. You know, I want to take back that culture, that love for the game. you know, they take basketball really seriously here in the States. You know, they work hard. They do so much, and I've seen so much, and I want to do the same back at home. I want my brothers and sisters to have the same opportunities to work hard and to strive hard, because if I can be here talking to you in the United States, so they can as well.
Is this your first tour, or you've been here before?
I've been here before. I was here last year with the same Platinum Sports Group.
Oh,
yeah.
And, you know, if a person out there was listening, especially parents, I know, you know, from our culture, both you and I, sports were looked down upon, that if you said you wanted to major in sports, it'd be like, ah, wakuda kuita rombe. What would you say to parents listening?
Yeah, Papo, I would like to encourage our parents to support us. You know, if a child has a dream, if they want to achieve something in life, the best you can do as a loving parent is to support, to be supportive. No, be there for them if it's going to be the resources that they need. Just be there for them. You never know where sport might take them in the future. It might be sport, it might be cultural events, it might be whatever they want to do. When there's a passion, just support your child, and really forcing them to choose a certain career path and that doesn't align with their interest, it doesn't really work. So the best you could do is support your child.
But have things changed when you look at how things were before, maybe in our generation to your generation, which is younger? You're exposed to a lot of social media. You see how people like LeBron James are really prospering. You see Peter and Lo Vude in South Africa, they are prospering. Has the culture changed? Or is still
Yes. To some extent, it has changed. To the great extent, it has changed, you know, because when you're back at home, you're watching the YouTube on the TV, you're seeing LeBron James, this, this, and that. Of course, due to the globalization, you can see what's ahead, like what's not in the same city as you are in or whatever. So, yes, it has changed the culture in the way that we are driven as young athletes to work harder because we have a goal. You know, we see LeBron James, we now see where we want to be. Unlike in your generation, where there was no problem, no Wi-Fi at home. So you didn't really have exposure to those things.
No.
So I think technology has been really useful, and the innovation just enables us all to see things differently.
Who would you say has been like your major inspiration when we look at the NBA here in the United States?
That's a tough one. I think Ja Morant, he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's really good, and his story, it inspired me, you know, to just want to be a basketball player.
And were you able to pick up any new, you know, skills that you're going to show off when you get home? I understand you went to an NBA live game. How was that? What was that experience?
That was amazing. That was amazing. You know, we always saw the games on television and etc. But, you know, getting to see it, getting to experience the feeling of being in the crowd, cheering, supporting, it was really... It was such a great feeling. I can't even find the words to describe it. And I really enjoyed it, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity that I had, you know, both to track sports and Platinum Sports. And yes, I really wish others could share the same experience as I did. Yes.
Saka kumba mitambo iyo ye basketball vanhu vanobuda here vachinoona zvakamira sei?
Yeah, kumba, it's a completely different setup. You know, when one ends, there's normally rituals. There's a league that's there, a local league. And then people usually go on Saturdays, Kunowona, but it's not as big as it is here. You know, it's just a few clubs from Harare, they just play. And it's interesting, though. You can tell the love, the support. It's just the resources that we lack, but everything is good. Yeah.
And are you missing Zimbabwean food while you're here? Or you're young, you're growing. What has been like your experience when it comes to the culture, the food during your tour?
Well, obviously we've been trying out new foods.
Yeah.
Some not so good and others taste good. But I really miss home. I am homesick. I really miss going back to Zimbabwe and the sources. And I can't wait to be back.
Are you on social media? Where can people follow you and what you do?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, please shoot out your handle.
You can follow me on Ralph FYP. That's my Instagram. And on Facebook as well, Ralph Tawanda. That's my username.
So what do you post on there that they can benefit from?
Normally my basketball reels, and I also play rugby.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I play rugby, basketball, and I do athletics.
Wow.
So yes, I mainly post about my sporting career and also music. I'm into arts and cultural events, and yes. It's you a whole sing? Other page. Go check it out on my Instagram. You see. Yes.
You actually sing?
Yes, I sing.
Oh, it's only that we are behind time. I would have said, you know, can you sing a cappella for us to move a little bit away
yes,
from
indeed,
basketball?
Indeed,
but, you know,
yeah.
I really want to thank you. And your last word to all those young ones out there who are raring to go into sport.
Well, I'd like to just motivate you all, you know, to just prepare yourself. You know, the
thank
opportunity
you.
Comes, nothing, you have to be prepared. You know, it just happens. When the doors and the windows open, you have to be prepared.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all our in-studio guests and valued viewers and listeners. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mchanga Nyahuye.